Unit 2.13. Exercise 3. Page 60.
The War of the Worlds. The thing itself lay almost completely buried in sand. Among the scattered parts of a fir tree, it had smashed to pieces on its way down. The uncovered part had the appearance of a huge cylinder, its outline softened by a thick coating. It had a diameter of about 30 yards. He approached the object, surprised at the size and even more at the shape, since most meteorites are rounded almost completely. It was, however, still so hot from its flight through the air that he couldn't touch it. A stirring noise within its cylinder, he guessed, was due to the uneven cooling of its surface, for at that time he had not thought that it might be hollow. He remained standing at the edge of the pit that the thing had made for itself, staring at its strange appearance, surprised mainly at its unusual shape and color, and wondering even then why it had arrived on Earth. The early morning was wonderfully still, and the sun, just clearing the pine trees towards Weybridge, was already warm. He did not remember hearing any birds that morning. There was certainly no breeze stirring, and the only sounds were the faint movements from within the soot-covered cylinder. He was all alone on the common. Then suddenly, he noticed that some of the ashy coating that covered the meteorite was falling off the rounded edge of the end. It was dropping off in flakes and raining down upon the sand. A large piece suddenly came off and fell with a sharp noise that brought his heart into his mouth. He realized that he was sweating and his knees were knocking. For a minute, he hardly realized what this meant, and although the heat was excessive, he climbed down into the pit to see the thing more clearly. He thought then that the cooling of the body might be the reason for this, but what disturbed that idea was the fact that the ash was falling only from the end of the cylinder. And then he noticed that very slowly, the circular top of the cylinder was turning on its body. It was such a gradual movement that he discovered it only through noticing that a black mark that had been near him 5 minutes ago was now at the other side of the circumference. Even then, he hardly understood what this meant until he heard a grating sound and saw the black mark jerk forward an inch or so. Then the thing came upon him in a flash. The cylinder was artificial, hollow, with an end that screwed out. Something within the cylinder was unscrewing the top.
Good heavens! Said Ogilvy. There's a man in it, men in it, half roasted to death, trying to escape.
At once, with a quick idea in his mind, he quickly linked the thing with the flash upon Mars. The thought of the trapped creature was so dreadful to him that he forgot the heat and went forward to the cylinder to help turn it. But luckily, the dull radiation stopped him before he could burn his hands on the still glowing metal. At that, he stood unsure for a moment, then turned, scrambled out of the pit, and set off running wildly towards Woking.